We're come to remember what Jesus did for us. Jesus said, he took the bread and the juice and he said, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Do it to remember. And I think remembering is more than just, oh yeah, Jesus died for me, right? Cool. I think it's deeper than that. Are you amazed at what Jesus did for you? When Jesus was alive, when Jesus was teaching, people were amazed with his teaching. So this guy taught like no other. I've never heard anything like this before. They were amazed at his teaching. Jesus did miracles. He healed people. He raised the dead. People were amazed at that. We have something more to be amazed at. We have something bigger, better, more awesome, more astounding than that to be amazed at. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. Weak, ungodly, sinners, under the wrath of God, enemies toward God. That's when Jesus came to die for us. How amazing is that? That he would lay down his life not for friends, not for neutral parties, but for people hostile against him. People that were under God's wrath because of our sin. How amazing is that? That Jesus died for us. We have so much to be amazed at, so much to be thankful for as we remember what Jesus did for us. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. They'll serve you the bread and the juice. If you would just hold that and be amazed as you hold that in your hand that Jesus died for you. He poured out his love for a sinner like you so that you could be reconciled to a holy God and enjoy his presence forever. Hold on to that. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're trusting in him for as your only hope, you're invited to participate with us as we remember what Jesus did for us. We'll take that together in just a few minutes. Let's thank him. Jesus, what can we say? You are so good. We don't deserve anything but the just wrath of a holy God against our unrighteousness, our rebellion, our sin. And yet you poured out your love on sinners, on enemies, on the weak and the helpless. You loved us. You died for us to make us your own. And we are now yours. And we rejoice in that. We remember your body broken, your blood poured out. That reminds us, this bread reminds us of what you did, what it cost to pay the price for our salvation. We just want to say thank you and remember in Jesus' name. Amazing love. How can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Jesus, thank you. We are amazed and we worship you today. Thank you for your body broken, for your blood poured out to wash away our sins. We now receive from your hand gladly his body broken for you. Eat. His blood shed for you. Drink.